Hi, I'm Sarah, and I have a story about an American kestrel named Frink. When I was really young, this kestrel really terrorized me in my household. He had a really, we called him Frink. For a summer, when I was probably about 9, he'd wake me up in the morning with that insane, like, squeaky toy sound. And I hated it. We couldn't get him to go away. I had a very toxic relationship with him. Eventually he did move on. And, as an older person, I realized, there was a reason for that. You know, it was always kind of a funny story about the kestrel Frink, who always, you know, annoyed me like crazy when I was younger. And so flash forward 10 years later, I went to college, first time away from home, was super, super homesick. I'd call my mom every day and talk about what a mistake it was to leave home and how unhappy I was and how much I missed my home. And so one particular call, she said, go for a walk. You know, I went to a really lovely school, University of Michigan, where there was a beautiful, arboretum. And she said, go for a walk, go to the arb. And so I followed her advice, obviously, as I do for all things, and went to the ARB, and on my walk, I heard a kestrel, and just, you know, cried my eyes out. Hit me at a moment where I just, you know, I was so homesick, and it was so yearning for something that reminded me of home. And so we like to joke that, like, Frank came to college with me. but in that moment, I think, you know, I felt like there was, I was able to bring something from home with me to school. And it was a really, really good source of comfort. So that's my story about the kestrel Frink.